Okay, and now I'm just really going to make you uncomfortable. That's why when our preachers fall, they move to other towns. Because we don't know what to do with a mess like that. You know, it was just better that that family moved off to get a fresh start. So they can go to a new town and pretend they never had a mess. God forgive us. What the church needs to do is go to those people who fall when they are repentant. Go to those people who fall and wrap our arms around them and say, listen, we love you and I want you to know you don't have to go anywhere to be accepted. We accept you right here. Do you hear that now? What the only way that's going to happen is if they know from me, I'm not accepting you. I've never had a mess, but I'm willing to accept yours. No, you see, my message is Jeff Walling is a mess. And without a mess, I don't have a message. By the way, if you don't have a mess, you don't need a Messiah. The only reason we need a Messiah is because, Rod, will you please? Because we have a mess. And that's why Jesus sends him out. Go tell what the Lord has done for you. We got to hurry, Rod. Just keep punching buttons here. You see, Jesus, when he addressed the blind man and not only gave him his sight back, but blessed him with a new life, the blind man says, listen, I was blind, but now I see. Can you tell that story? There's a part of my mess that Jesus did deal with. What I'm saying today is not you just keep on being a mess, totally. Listen, God, help me with this part of my mess. I'm still a mess, but I never want to forget who I was and what I was. I am redeemed. That means I was lost. And that's not just propositional. That is what I was. Rod, if you will. My messy Messiah calls on me to repeat with Paul, I don't deserve to be called a Christian. And the angels light up and say, now he's ready to be used, Master.